here we go, continuing on. Big political week. I don't know if there's been any bigger than this. And that's saying something in the era of Donald Trump. But with the Iowa caucuses being held today, the closing arguments being held today in the impeachment efforts against the president, followed tomorrow by the State of the Union address with an impeachment still hanging over the president's head, followed Wednesday by an acquittal of the president, followed Thursday, thankfully, by the national prayer breakfast that could not come at a better time. My next guest, Charles Langworthy, born and raised in Michigan, a father, a Christian, a Navy veteran, a fisherman, how important, of which I appreciate. Langworthy for Congress in Michigan's 9th Congressional District, trying to restore the great republic. Charles Langworthy, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. You're a fisherman, see, so we have an established trust to begin with.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite species to fish for, my friend?
Whatever's in season. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Whatever's in season, whatever's legal. You know, we fly fish a lot, and so we're trout people, I suppose, in large part. And we don't do much salt water, though I would. I'm not opposed to it. I do it when I can. But I learned a long time ago you can't trust a man who does not fish. You know, that's my theory on life. But tell me.
That's a pretty good theory.
Well, it's not bad. You're a father, a Christian, a veteran. Why on earth would you turn that all upside down to run for the 9th Congressional District? And whose district is it currently?
Well, currently it's Andy Levin's district. The reason I've decided to run, Steve, is because I don't feel that we're being properly represented in Washington, not only across this nation, but especially in the 9th District. We seem to have been forgotten about over here. The problems that NAFTA has created here in the 9th District especially has hit us hard over the past 10, 15 years. Growing up, everybody knew somebody very close to them, a friend, a family member, uncle. Nowadays, you got to go through 2-3 degrees of separation to find somebody that works on the line.
A lot of truth to that, yeah. So, but as you know, I mean, the 9th Congressional District is, it's a really blue district. It was carried by Hillary Clinton by 8 points in 2016. How are you going to get traction there? And I agree with you on the USMCA, which, by the way, the president was told could never possibly happen. And yet, once again, he defied gravity and pulled it off. How do you make inroads? How do you turn a D-plus-8 district into a Republican district?
Well, my strategy is to just get down into the streets and get with the people. Get out there, get my name out there, talk with people, get to know everybody, get to know their concerns, take their concerns to heart, and, and pretty much I have to sell myself to the people. And one thing about me is I've struggled my whole life, Steve. I'm not where I want to be financially. Not to say I haven't worked very hard, but I have. And that's part of the reason why I'm running, because the system is rigged. And especially the younger generation, millennials, with all this student debt and everything like that.
I think of communism when I think of Bernie. Now, you could say socialism.
Hold on one second.
If you get married in Moscow.
You got to kill that feed, Nathan.
That's wonderful.
Might have been the honeymoon.
You don't think
hold
necessarily.
On. Well, one whatever. Second, Charles.
But you don't necessarily
no
think it.
There you go. Now we're back. We're good. Sorry about that. Donald Trump wanted to speak just for a moment. Those things happen. Live radio, it happens. It's okay. You've struggled. You're not where you want to be. That almost sounded like a message that would serve Andy Levin's campaign. What's different about yours? If you're struggling and you're trying to find a system that's rigged, that sounds like something Bernie Sanders would say.
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's rigged because of the Democrat policies, the way that they have sold out our nation, the way of the socialist programs and everything that is totally... that has totally backtracked us on our way. The only way that this nation is going to move forward is through true, pure capitalism. And I'm not talking about crony capitalism, Steve. I'm talking about the capitalism for people to go out there and start their own business without having to worry about all the government red tape and the bureaucracy, you know, putting forth small business agendas that make it easier for somebody to become an entrepreneur. You know, you see all these in a lot of the major cities, you know, especially Democrat-ran cities, they seem to be shutting down even children's lemonade stands. You know, I mean, how much more entrepreneurial can you get as a child than to want to have a lemonade stand? But
right.
Due to all these regulations and, you know, the red tape, they come and shut these kids down.
Well, and that's true. They want to shut everything down because they want the government to control everything and have its claws into everything, whether it's taxes or regulations. It's about control, and I agree with you there. You mentioned, though, money, and I have to focus on this because, as you know, Charles Langworthy here, born and raised in Michigan, running for the 9th Congressional District, currently held by Andy Levin. The problem is it takes a lot of money to run. Yes, you can go out there and knock on doors and you can make a grassroots effort and that might pay off, but you're going to need some money along the way. How are you going to raise enough money to compete?
Through sheer will and determination, Steve.
Well, maybe this is one way to get there, obviously. You know, you reach out and people hear your voice and they say, well, all right, I want something different. And you know, you look at this impeachment fiasco. I mean, the Democratic majority, what have they done since they took over in January of 2019? Nothing is the answer that comes to mind. And then they want to take credit for the USMCA, which they mocked the president for pursuing, right? I mean, does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Actually, they've done more than nothing. They have stood in the way of progress. You know, you look at Adam Schiff, and I just watched on the news this morning. He said, me and my team have done everything that we can. And it's like, yeah, you've done everything that you can to impede Americans moving forward. And if the Democrat Party truly cared about the people, they wouldn't be trying to take Trump out through the impeachment process. They would put forth a proper message, a message of liberty, prosperity, the people come first, and, you know, they would take him out of the ballot box, but they can't. Because they don't have a message.
Yeah. So where do people find out more about you, Charles? Charles Langworthy here with us. Michigan native, a veteran, a Christian, a fisherman, which is good. People trying to find out more about your efforts to unseat Andy Levin. How do they find out more?
Go to www.langworthyforcongress.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LangworthyUS9. And I'd like to also bring up the Second Amendment, Steve. I am a strong supporter of the Second Amendment. What I see going on in Virginia today, it breaks my heart.
Well, I agree with that. We got to leave it there for today because we're up against it. But Langworthy for Congress, people can find out more. Charles Langworthy, I appreciate you taking the time to be here today.
Thank you very much, Steve, and you have a wonderful day. God bless.
You too. All right, quick break, and then David Coleman will be here. We've got some updates, important judicial updates about some cases going on you want to hear about. Don't go anywhere. Straight ahead on the Steve Gerber Show. What would you do if you walked into a store and found that nothing had a price tag on it? Would you just blindly hand over your credit card and hope for the best? I don't think you would. And yet that's pretty much what you're doing with your retirement accounts. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. You see, the companies that manage your accounts are charging you fees. They subtract those fees from your account balance, and you probably didn't even realize it. But over the life of those accounts, that can mean tens of thousands of dollars being moved out of your account and into theirs. So what can you do about it? You can call Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at 517-323-7526 for what they call a GPS meeting. They'll see where you are and show you how much you're losing. There's no charge. This is just one of the complimentary services Bruce and Michael offer WJIM listeners. So call today, 517-323-7526, to schedule your GPS meeting. Or visit MyLifePlanFinancial.com. That's MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We're small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.